This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine on a Wednesday, Macca, Tass, Ben, Ryland, Catherine Dixon. We've recorded the speech by the Prime Minister on the announcement of the result. We haven't listened to it all. It's about 3 minutes long. We're going to play it. The key phrase is, he said, let's get this done. Let's get on with it. Here it is.
They have voted overwhelmingly yes for marriage equality. They voted yes for fairness. They voted yes for commitment. They voted yes for love. And now it is up to us here in the Parliament of Australia to get on with it, to get on with the job the Australian people have tasked us to do and get this done this year before Christmas. That must be our commitment. We ask the Australian people for their view. This was an unprecedented exercise in democracy. A voluntary survey, a voluntary postal survey in which 80% participated and over 61%, 61.6% have said yes. That is an overwhelming participation rate and an overwhelming yes vote. Now, I know that many people, a minority obviously, voted no. But we are a fair nation. There is nothing more Australian than a fair go. There is nothing more Australian than equality and mutual respect. And everyone has had their say. That's what we pledged at the last election. Many people stood in our way. The Labor Party, number of people on the crossbench and others. They didn't want Australians to have their say. We did. And it is a great credit to Matthias Cormann that he was able to put together this ABS postal survey. A great credit to him, a great credit to the ABS and the officers of the Australian Electoral Commission that assisted them to have this done so efficiently, so comprehensively, so emphatically. And I say to all Australians, whatever your views on this issue may be, we must respect the voice of the people. We asked them for their opinion and they have given it to us. It is unequivocal. It is overwhelming. They are our masters, we who are elected to Parliament. It is our job now to get on with it. Get on with it and get this done. It's fair. The people have voted yes for marriage equality. Now it's our job to deliver it. Matthias.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister. We went to the last election promising to give the Australian people the opportunity to have their say as to whether or not the law should be changed to allow the same-sex couples to marry. We've delivered on that commitment. The Australian people have spoken and resolved that the law should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry, and it is now incumbent on the Australian Parliament to act on that decision, to implement that decision. As the government has said from the outset, this is now going to be a matter for the Parliament. The government will facilitate consideration of a private members' bill, and indeed, you know, that is of course now expected to occur. The Parliament over the next few weeks will need to determine the right balance in terms of the appropriate religious protections. We're very confident that that debate will be able to take place constructively through the Senate and through the House of Representatives, and for this to be resolved by the end of the year.
Okay, yeah, that was the Prime Minister and a little bit of Matthias Cormann. Let's get on with it. Let's get it done.
Well, interestingly enough, Macca, I think, you know, whatever you think of Turnbull, he actually is a great orator. He knows how to deliver a full and passionate speech.
History's full of great orators who delivered and also those who didn't deliver. This is Malcolm's moment. This is the time when he needs to deliver on the promise that we all thought.
He couldn't help himself, though. He had to be political.
Yeah, but...
Rather than accepting the outcome and running with it, he had to stick the knife into those people who didn't support this very hurtful, this very painful, this very divisive process that's been sanctioned by government. There is no doubt that this has been difficult on many members of our community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.